Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Erevin Daf Mem Dalad, Erevin 44. And on Mem Dalad Amud Beis, our Mishnah talks about the laws of a person who had to leave his tchum, his 2,000 amos that he's supposed to walk on Shabbos, but he left it with the permission of the sages. So says our Mishnah on 44b, Misha Yatza, somebody who left the tchum of Shabbos, Bereshus, but he had the permission of the Chachamim to leave. Like, so for example, what happened was he went to testify about a new moon, that there was a new moon that he had sighted, or he went to save a life. So under those circumstances, Va'amrilo, and the rabbi said to him while he was on his way, Kfar Nase Maisa, that actually we don't need you because they've already the Bezin has already sanctified the new moon, or they've already saved those who are in danger, and so therefore you don't need to go anymore. Then we say under those circumstances, Yeshlo Alpayim Amal Kol Ruach. From that place where he was standing there, at that moment they give him another 2,000 amos to walk. So the basis for this is, even though generally speaking, one who goes out of the Tchum of Shabbos, the one who goes more than 2,000 amos outside the city limits, usually we say has only 4 amos to walk. And even if we learned back in the Mishnah 41b, even if non-Jews dragged him out against his will, he still only gets 4 amos. Nevertheless, under these circumstances, the sages are lenient because he went out for the purposes of a mitzvah. Because if they're not going to allow him to walk 2,000 amos, then we have to be concerned that the next time he's not going to go, and he's not going to go for the purpose of a mitzvah. And like we learned about this in Maseches Rosh Hashanah on 23b, Barishona lo ayuzazam isham, meaning at the first, originally when they came to testify about the new moon, they kept him there kol hayom, the whole day. And they said, you only have 4 amos. But Hizkin, Rabbi Gamliel, Hazakim, Rabbi Gamliel, the elder, decreed, he decreed that you can walk 2,000 amos in every direction. That not only those witnesses had 2,000 amos, but even a nurse, a midwife who came to help somebody give birth, or somebody who came to put out a fire, or who's running away from the people who are trying to conscript him into the army, or maybe there was a flood or an earthquake. These are people who we consider them like the people of the city. We have 2,000 amos in every direction. And so we see from here that this is why we're giving him 2,000 amos, because this is based upon the takana of Rabbi Gamliel Hazakin. That is how the Gemara Rosh Hashanah understands it. So we have to understand here that there is a dispute as to what extent Tchumin or Diaraisa or Derabbanan, they're biblical or rabbinic, and either way we can interpret this mission in either direction. But the Mishnah continues and says, Ve'im haya betocha tchum. But if he was still within the area of the city when they told him that he doesn't need to go, then it's as though he didn't walk. And then our Mishnah concludes with a phrase that is enigmatic. It says, whoever goes out of the city to presumably to save a life, that person is allowed to go back to their place on Shabbos. So that is going to be a very, very important phrase for something that's very relevant to all of our lives today, because we see from here that whoever goes out of their city is allowed to go back to the tchum, even though they've already saved the person's life, so the life is not in danger. Why are they allowed to go back? So on this basis, our poskim discuss the question of somebody who needs to travel in a car on Shabbos to save a life on Shabbos. Is it like, for example, a medic or a doctor? Is it permitted for that person to go back to their place in their car after they've already done the fact that they went in the first place? They go in the ambulance, Rahman al-Tzlan, to drive a person to the hospital. Are they allowed to drive back on Shabbos? Or maybe we say, no, they're only allowed to violate the prohibition for the purpose of saving a life, but they're not allowed to go back. And so our post can discuss whether or not it's similar to our sugya here. And there's two aspects to it. One aspect is, if he needs to go back on Shabbos, perhaps to save another life. Like if he's a doctor, he doesn't need to be stuck in the hospital, go back, because maybe they'll need him in his community. Or if he's a medic, of course he's going to need to go back. And so therefore, he can obviously save somebody's life. And that's not relevant to our sugya, because our sugya, he's already saved the person. And then there is a A second situation is where there is no concern at all that he's going to be needed to save a life, and it's only so that we don't prevent him from being afraid to go in the first place. And so that's similar to our sugya, and so therefore can we learn from our sugya that just like in our sugya with respect to tchumen, we allow him to come back, so to here with respect to a medic who has to drive somebody to the hospital, he's also allowed to go home on Shabbos. And so the Igros Moshe, Rav Moshe Feinstein discusses this, and he explains that on this basis, that there is really two aspects to our Mishnah. That one is a person has 2,000 amos in the first clause to go in every direction, and in the concluding clause it says whoever saves a life can return to the place. And means say they have even more than 2,000 amos. And this the Igros Moshe discusses that according to Tosfos and according to the Rambam and according to the Rashba, the reason why our Mishnah allows they to go back is because if you're not going to allow them to do it, we're going to be afraid that they're not going to go in the first place. And so therefore, under those circumstances, in many cases, not in every case, but in many cases where Moshe Feinstein is lenient and allows the people who go to save somebody's life, who have to drive in the car to save somebody's life, to allow them to return even on Shabbos, and even though there's no longer a life in danger.